The final topic I want to ask you about is the issue of patients who have hepatic-only metastases and the question of their management. And there are a couple things I wanted to sort of pick your brain about. First, there's a lot of controversy about the patients who have clearly resectable disease as to whether or not they should receive preoperative systemic therapy. What's your take on that?
It's becoming almost a matter of religion. Everyone does what they believe, and there's very little impact from data because the data is very scarce for this decision. What we know so far is that the use of perioperative chemotherapy seems to improve progression-free survival at 3 years for patients who have a resection of liver metastasis. On my own practice, I tend to have what I would think a pragmatic approach. If I have a patient who has metachronous liver metastasis, but the interval has been very short from the initial diagnosis and treatment, I tend to give them chemotherapy, not only because of the ORTC trial showing that there's benefit from the perioperative treatment with chemotherapy, but to give the tumor time to show me its natural history to see if more lesions will pop up or not. We do know that there is a strong prognostic factor for those patients who receive chemotherapy and have a response rate. They tend to do much better than those who receive chemotherapy and don't have a response rate or have progression and go to surgery. However, for those patients who have metachronous liver lesions and whose interval from the original treatment is very long, I might send them to surgery and give them adjuvant treatment. For instance, if a patient comes to me with a 2-centimeter lesion in segment 8, very easy to resect, 2 years after they were treated for their initial colorectal cancer, I might send them to surgery and then give them adjuvant treatment at that point because I already know the natural history of this patient. And I think that using the chemotherapy half before, half after, or all the chemotherapy after probably will have the same impact for this patient.